今天是我们宣教年会最后一个主日。
Today is our last Sunday for our mission month.
我们今天非常高兴有罗玉康医师在我们的中间来传讲神的信息。
We are very happy to have Dr. Abraham Law to be among us to preach God's word.
罗医师他是在中信布道，就是 Chinese Christian Mission 这个机构做董事已经有40年之久。
Dr. Law has been the director of CCM for over 40 years.
他是在芝加哥做外科医师，然后蒙神的呼召到加州这个湾区，就是三藩市那里来服侍神的众子民。
And he was originally a surgeon in Chicago, and he moved to the San Francisco Bay Area to serve the Lord.
他虽然在中信做董事40年，他还是非常年轻。
Even though he's been working at CCM for 40 years, he's still very young.
因为我们在参加夏令会的时候，那年轻人跟他打篮球都不能轻看他的。
Because when we were playing basketball with the young people during the retreat in California, he is no loser.
他是在宣教的这个工厂上面足迹遍满了中国的各地。
And he has gone to many places, especially in China, in the field of missions.
他刚从中国回来才没有经过任何这个调试这个时差。
He have just returned from China and probably still have jet lag.
然后他就坐夜机，晚上的夜机到我们中间。
And he took the red eye out right away to be among us.
然后讲了两个workshop 跟我们讲了两次专题。
And he gave us two workshops yesterday.
今天讲完了以后又是夜机要飞回去。
And today he takes a night flight to return.
因为那边的事工都是非常的忙碌。
Because he's very busy.
他已经开了中信的三个福音中心。
He has started three gospel centers under CCM.
他在就在夏威夷
，in Hawaii，
在三藩市
，in San Francisco，
也在西雅图
，and also in Seattle.
他是一个热心传福音并且教导人传福音的人。
And he loves to preach the gospel and to teach others to do the same.
任何一个地方有需要，你都看见罗伊斯就会去帮助。
Whenever there is a need, you will see him there.
他也曾代理这个intern 这个主任牧师在主恩教会。
And he has also been an intern pastor in his church.
我们今天非常高兴他来到我们中间，因为时间的关系我不能把他所有奇妙的事情神在透过他所做的事情都讲清楚，让他自己来说。
I'll let him speak for himself.
All right. Thank you.
谢谢双牧师的介绍。
Thank Pastor Sun for his introduction.
今天我其实要跟大家讲一个题目是神建造天国的蓝图。
Today I want to share with you about God's blueprint for His kingdom.
今天我坐车来这里的时候，看见蓝天白云的鸟语花香。
When I came here, I see the blue skies and the birds singing and this great weather.
鸟语花香，然后阳光普照，心旷神怡。
And the sun was shining, and I feel really great.
那这是神的创造，这个是一个很美丽的创造。
This is great God's creation, which is beautiful.
我们应当赞美他。
And we need to praise Him.
但是这个不是神最初的创造。
But this was not God's original creation.
神在创造人类以前。创造了天使。
Before God created man, He created the angels.
所以我今天跟大家看看，神创造天使是在创造人类之前的。
So when God created angels before God created man,
在以西结书第28章
，in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28，
这里我们可以看看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
你大家看一看这个已经打了出来的，但你不要找圣经，不一定要找圣经。
You don't have to flip, you just have to watch the overhead.
这里他说，主耶和华如此说， 你无所不必不备，智慧充足，传染美丽。
13
的意思就是说，就是这个他所讲的都是创造的天使长其中一位。
Says that it was the archangel.
那这里他跟着形容这个天使长是在这个伊甸园里面有很多宝石，这里是讲到这个天使长在创造的时候他是多么荣耀。
And this talk about the archangel was exceedingly glorious.
跟着又说你是你在受造之日已经创造其传的，而且也讲到他受膏的时候是这个被接眼约柜的基路伯。
And here describes the beauty and how the cherub was covering the ark.
都是说这个天使长被创造的时候是蛮有尊贵荣耀的。
So this archangel, when it was created, it was full of glory.
但是不要忘记他是受造之物，不是创造主，这个真是。
But the archangel was created, it was not the creator.
但是这个天使长后来呢他就犯罪。
But the archangel sinned.
跟着神就把他赶出去。
So God chased them out, kicked them out.
最后他这里讲这个天使长最后是要永远不再传到这世界上，知道永远他在地上变成炉灰，人面前最后是受到最后的刑罚。
So it will finally be covered in the stone of fire.
那有人问，神创造这个天使不单只一个天使，神一开始创造是创造了很多的天使。
When God created, He created many angels.
那天使是复义之灵，是要服侍神的。
And angels is supposed to serve God.
但是其中这个天使长这个是很完全很美丽的天使长，他反叛了神，他带了三分之一天使违背了神。
But one of these archangel, he led a third of the angels and rebelled against God.
有人问到底为什么这个天使长会违背神。
You may ask, why did this archangel rebel against God?
因为这个天使长他心里面很高傲。
Because this archangel was proud in his heart.
是自我中心的一个天使。
It was a very self-centered angel.
他最后骄傲到一个地步，说他愿意跟神相比，他愿意成为神。
To the state that he said, I will be like God.
我们再看另外一件经文，是在以赛亚书的。
Next, we'll look at the book of Isaiah.
那在以赛亚书十四章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14,
第十二节
verse 12.
从十二节念到十四节。
From 14,
节了。
From 12 to 15.
这里他说，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻击列国，何竟瘫倒在地上？跟着这里讲到的天使有五次。要求与神同等。
This described five times he wants to be equal with God.
那第一个是说，你心里说我要升到天上。
First he said I will rise to heaven.
第二次说我要高居我的宝座。
Next he said I will exalt my throne.
在神中心之上。
Above the stars of God.
第三次我要坐在最会的山上。
Next he said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation
在北方的极处
in the sides of the north.
第四次我要升到高云之上。
Next he said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
第五次说我要与至高者同等。
And fifthly he said, I will be like the most high.
大家看一看这天使长五次都讲我我我我我。
This Archangel said, I.
弟兄姊妹，你们在你们生命里面，你们是不是一天到晚的说我我我我我
？Dear brothers and sisters, in your life, is that what you always say? I.
你是不是一直在计划做很多事情，都是为了你自己的
？Are you always making plan for you?
要是这样的话，有一天你可能跟天使长一样。你这自我中心太膨胀的话，你要把自己高举成为你自己的神。
One day you will lift yourself so high that you will consider yourself your God.
Now, 其实这个天使长在以斯帖书第二十八章第二节他曾这样讲的。
In Ezekiel 28:2, he has said this.
这个是神说，他说，因为你心里高傲说，我是神，我是海中作神之位。
And he said that I will, because God said that, the archangel said in his heart that I will be like God.
那他他上次这里说，你虽然居心自比神，也不过是人，并不是神。都是说这个天使长本是被造的，不是创造者，但是他自己以为自己是创造者。
The archangel was created, but not the creator. But he see himself is to be like the creator.
为什么我今天要跟大家讲这个天使长的创造
？Why do I want to explain this to you today？
因为这个天使长的创造跟他的堕落是跟我们今天人犯罪有很大很大的关系。
Because the fall of the angel has a great relationship to where we are today.
那这个当这个天使有三分之一天使反叛神以后
，When one third of these angels rebel against God，
神开始第二个创造。
God started his second creation.
这个创造比第一个更美丽、更高贵的。
And this second creation is even more honor and more glorious.
那这第二个创造就是神创造的人类。
And this second creation is that God created man.
人类是比天使跟天使长更高贵、更有荣耀的。
And man is in even and more honorable and more glorious positions than the angels.
在第二个创造，在创世纪第一章二十六节这样讲。
In Genesis 1:26, it said this.
神说：“我要照着我的形象造人，照着我的样式造人，造男造女。
”And God said, "I will create man in our image."
人是有神的形象的。
Man has the image of God.
人是有人有神的像习的。
We are shaped like God.
我们是神的儿女，我们不是神的仆人，不是神的附义的灵。
We are children of God. We are not His servants. We are not spirits of service.
所以一开始大家知道，当人类被创造的时候，人类是蛮有荣耀、蛮有尊贵的。
So from the beginning, man has a position of honor and of glory.
神创造人，他是不是创造只是亚当夏娃？他是创造很多人，要因为他要亚当生满赚众多，遍满全地。
And God not only created Adam and Eve, He created all of us because He wanted Adam and Eve to multiply and fill the earth.
所以神要建造一个国度，一个天国。
Because God wants to create a kingdom in heaven.
那这个国度就是我们祷告的时候说什么荣耀国度权柄，这个国度就是神的国度，就这个我们说天国。
And this is like the kingdom that when we pray, we say, you know, according to His kingdom.
神创造人类是要人类做管理的。
And God created us to be caretakers.
所以我们管理乐园，这亚当夏娃管理乐园里面所有的动物植物。
So we are caretakers or stewards of these things in the Garden of Eden.
将来在天国里面，所有天国的子民要做管理的工作。
In the future, in the kingdom of heaven, we are also caretakers of the kingdom.
我们要管理神的创造。
We will take care of His creation.
整个宇宙。
The whole universe.
这就是神所讲的基业，我们要承受神为我们预备的永世的基业。
And this is the eternal inheritance that God will have us receive.
有一天你到天堂，不是一天到晚在唱诗。
When you go to heaven, you don't just sing every day.
你是承受神的基业，你要管理整个宇宙的。
You are receiving this inheritance and rule the universe.
很可惜。亚当夏娃有犯罪。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve also sinned.
犯罪以后，人就堕落了。
So after that, man fall.
那这样看来，神好像神的计划都完全失败了。
So it looks like God's plans have all failed.
跟着神就做第三个创造。
So God created the third times.
第三个创造就是救恩，我们叫。
And that is called salvation.
神就创造了个救恩，是为了要。把人类从罪恶里面拯救出来，完成那个天国创造的计划。
So God, in order to complete his plan for his kingdom, he created salvation to redeem us from sin.
那当 这个救恩创造的时候，耶稣基督的来到了世界上，死在十字架上，流血为我们的罪来付代价。
So Jesus came to earth and died on the cross and shed his blood so that we can be redeemed.
所以每一个本来是天国的子民的，现在是在罪恶黑暗权势之下。
So we were all citizens of heaven and then we fell and we become sinners.
耶稣基督就用他的宝血，用种价把我们每一个每一个种价的每个买赎回来。
And Jesus paid a big a high price to buy us all and redeem us all.
就把我们从罪恶黑暗的权势里面迁到他神爱子的国度里面。
And to buy us from the bondage of sin into his eternal kingdom.
所以在哥罗西书第一章。
So in Colossians chapter 1.
第十二节十三节怎么样讲呢？
Colossians chapter
1, 12,
verses 12 and 13.
他说，他救了我们脱离这个罪恶的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度里。我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎，罪恶得到赦免。
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
那跟着上一句，他就说，他叫我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。这是一节。
In verse 12, he says that we are to partake of the inheritance of the saints in light.
那大家知道你为什么你被创造
？And do you know why you were created？
你被创造，因为神要建立一个天国。
You were created because God wants to build His kingdom。
你是天国的子民之一。
You're one of the citizens。
你要承受神为你永世所预备的基业。
And you will receive the eternal inheritance that He has prepared for you。
当然罪堕落以后
，when man fall。
神是要用这个救恩把我们再重生建立，把这个天国建立起来。
God created salvation so that He can redeem us.
在这个建造天国的蓝图里面，耶稣基督在十字架上死，这个救恩是最重要的一部分。
And in the blueprint of His kingdom, Jesus dying for our sin is the most important part.
但是那部分已经做完了。
But that part has completed.
成功了。
It was successful.
当耶稣基督在十字架上钉十字架，十字架七言里面有一句这样讲的。
In the seven sayings of the cross, one of them was this.
他说成了。
He said it is finished.
那他说成了，不是说完蛋了。
He didn't mean it's over. It's
他说我死了，完蛋了，不是这个意思。
He said I'm dead. It's all over. That's
这个是一个胜利的宣告，说已经成功了，救恩已经做成了。
It's a declaration of victory that it is accomplished.
已经胜利了。
It is I have won the battle.
已经把撒旦打败了。
I have overcome Satan.
那但是在整个救恩的过程里面，还有一步还没有完成。
But one of these steps of salvation is not complete.
那个就是把救恩的传播那方面。
And that is the spreading of this gospel.
当救恩做成以后，还要把这个救恩的消息传播到全世界去。传道代世世代代要人能够听到这个救恩。
After salvation is complete, it has to be preached to all generations.
这样子，当救恩的本身的完成是耶稣基督一个人完成的，但是救恩的传播是要靠你跟靠我的。
So that Jesus has accomplished the work of salvation, and we need to spread this gospel.
那在整本圣经里面，你可以看见整个天国的建造是环绕在神的呼召跟人的回应里面。
In the Bible, you can see that it is full of the God's calling and man's response.
从我们可以看看，从这创世纪开始，这个亚伯拉罕，神呼召亚伯拉罕要离开本地本住夫家到一个地方去。
Even when God in Genesis called Abraham out of his home into another place.
亚伯拉罕就凭着信心回应了神的呼召。
And through faith, Abraham responded to God's calling.
大家有没有想到到底亚伯拉罕的经验是经历是怎么样的经历？
Have you ever thought about what kind of experience that was for Abraham?
亚伯拉罕本来在这个地方叫乌尔的，那个地方是很好的，他的亲戚在哪里，有井有水，就是很当地很高兴的生活。
Abraham lived in this place called Ur, and it was a great place. His relatives were there, his friends were there. It had water and everything that he needed.
神叫他要离开这里，要到一个地方，他不知道什么地方。
And God called him to leave that place and go, but he didn't know where he was going.
他说这个是应许之地，是牛奶与蜜之地。
And this is the promised land.And a man flowing with milk and honey.
So, 亚伯拉罕就出去了。
So Abraham got up and go.
到那个地方去看一看。
So he went over there and take a look.
什么地方？
What kind of place?
什么好地方？
What kind of great place?
旷野。
It's a wilderness.
没有水。
No water.
饥荒。
Hunger.
他们要饥荒，要逃到埃及去啊。
And they encounter famine. They have to go to Egypt.
但是亚伯拉罕到每一个地方，他也筑坛，还要感谢神啊。
But,
敬拜神啊。
But everywhere he go, Abraham built altar to praise God, to worship God.
无论如何，
whatever the case,
亚伯拉罕就是因为神的呼召，他听了神的回应，他就去。
And Abraham responded to God's calling, and he went.
因为亚伯拉罕听神的命令的话，万族要因他得福。
Because Abraham trusted God, all generations shall be blessed.
因为从亚伯拉罕以后出了一个救主，又是弥赛亚，叫耶稣基督。因为耶稣基督的缘故，万族都因为他得福。
Because of Abraham and his faith, Jesus was born, and therefore all nations shall be blessed.
我们再看以赛亚。
And we look at Isaiah.
刚才唱诗的时候，我们唱以赛亚。
And we saw the hymn, song that was sang just now.
那这个以赛亚本来是在乌西亚王里面王宫里面做一个宫廷里面一个大臣的。
And Isaiah was an official in the king in the court of King Uzziah.
那当时所以他是这乌西亚王的亲戚啊，所以他受宠啊，在那里做得很高兴很好。
He was actually a relative to the king, so he was doing well and he was very prosperous.
但是当乌西亚王死那一年，
but when King Uzziah died,
以赛亚就看见主的荣耀。
And Isaiah then saw the glory of God.
为什么乌西亚王不死的时候，以赛亚看不见神的荣耀呢？
Why was it that he didn't see it before King Uzziah died?
因为他有一个大老板在后面，大支持在后面，在皇帝在后面，他不需要倚靠神，不到神的面前去。
Because he had a great support, he has someone to support him, so he was self-sufficient. He didn't need God.
当他的支持他的大老板死了以后，一朝天子一朝臣，转朝换代，拎了新的皇帝，他没有支持了。
But when his boss died, when he passed away, he no longer had the support.
他要去找神，要依靠神。
And so he has to seek God and he has to depend on God.
弟兄姐妹，要是你感觉你有很多支持，很多很安心，你银行里面有几百万的时候，你不去依靠神。
Brother and sister, if you got a big bank account and if you feel that you are very self-sufficient, you will not need to depend on God.
但是当你人生走到人生的危机的时候，你要去找到神的面前。
But when you are at the end of your ropes, then you will seek God.
当以赛亚到神的面前的时候，
When Isaiah come before the Lord,
他看见神的荣耀，
He saw the glory of God.
他看见他都看见很多天使在唱圣哉圣哉圣哉，这个万军的耶和华在赞美神。
And he see this angel singing praising God.
当他看见神的时候，以赛亚马上感觉到自己的污秽，自己是有罪的。
And immediately he felt that he was a sinner.
那弟兄姐妹，要是你感觉自己很好的时候，你没有看见神。
Brother and sister, if you see yourself as good, you have not seen God.
但是你当你真正见着面对面神的时候，你马上感觉你是污秽的。
But if you come face to face with God, you will see yourself as the sinner.
所以以赛亚说，他说祸在我灭亡了，因为我是口唇不洁的人，也住在口唇不洁的人中间。
So Isaiah say, woe to me, because I am a person of unclean lips, and I live in a generation of unclean lips.
所以在那个时候，神就叫这个天使用火炭放在以赛亚的口里面。
So the cherubim came and touched his tongue with the coal.
说你的罪得到赦免。
Say your sins have been forgiven.
那当以赛亚的罪得赦免了以后，马上他听到神的声音。
When his sins were forgiven, he heard the voice of God.
神就说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我去呢？
And God said, who will go for us? Who can I send?
当然。为什么以赛亚这个罪没有除去以前没有听见神的话语呢？
Why is it that before his sin was forgiven, he did not hear the voice of God?
是不是神 就是在以赛的罪得到赦免以后才发出这个呼召呢？
Is it that God's calling only come after his sin was forgiven?
弟兄们，不是。
That's not the case.
神一天到晚，今天在天上还是不停地讲这句话。
God continues to call out today.
我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我去呢？
Who can I send and who will go for us?
为什么以赛听不到？
Why was Isaiah not able to hear?
因为他的罪把他跟神拦走了。
Because sin has come between him and God.
他跟神有一个很直接的很亲密的交往。
He does not have an intimate direct relationship with God.
但是当那罪除去以后，他可以很直接的跟神交通。
But when the sin was removed, he can communicate directly with God.
他马上听到神的声音。
Immediately he heard the voice of God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有听到神的呼召呢？
Brother and sister, have you heard the call of God?
你说我没有。
You say no.
会不会是有些罪把你拦住了，听到什么声音呢？
Could it be that sin in your life has caused you not to be able to hear God?
为什么神不向你呼召呢？
Why has God not called you?
那以赛亚当时说啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah say, here I am, send me.
很勇敢。
He was brave.
大家有没有知道以赛后来怎么样？
Do you know what happened to Isaiah?
以赛就是传道了。
Isaiah went out to preach.
传了几十年了
，and many decades，
没人听他讲
，no one heard him。
不是说你是传福音有人信的很开心
，not that when you go out and preach that the gospel that people will believe and you。
以赛亚就讲啊讲啊讲了，没人听他讲。
Isaiah went out and nobody heard him。
所以以赛亚在以赛亚书上说，我说传的有谁信呢
？He said, "Who will believe what I preach?"
这样讲。那最后以赛亚是被割，这孙道是割死的啊。
And he died under the sword.
那有人说这个以赛亚没意思啊，出来传道这么久，没有人听他讲。
You see, that's meaningless. He came out, nobody heard him.
但是最后以赛亚写了一本书啊，叫以赛亚书啊。
But Isaiah wrote Isaiah, book of Isaiah.
大先知书里面第一本呢。
And the first book in the major prophets.
你跟我也念以赛亚书啊
？You and me read the book of Isaiah。
啊，第九章讲到这个什么永在的神和平之君来到了。
And chapter 9 talks about the Prince of Peace, how he comes。
对，五十三章讲到这个受苦的仆人呢
？Verse 5, chapter 53 talk about the suffering servant。
神呼召，人为应。
God call, man responds。
耶稣基督也是来到这里，也是神呼召他来。
And Jesus came to us. God called him.
当然，耶稣有一个最很重要的一步，就是要在世界上做成了救恩。
Of course, what Jesus do was to finish the work of salvation.
But 除此以外，耶稣也来传道的。
But besides that, Jesus also came to preach.
耶稣在十二岁的时候，在圣殿。当玛利亚跟约瑟回找他找不到回去找他的时候
When Jesus was 12 years old he was in the temple and his parents couldn't find him
那个时候耶稣说你岂不知道我要以我的父的事为念吗你为什么要挂念我你岂不知道我应当以我父的事为念吗
And Jesus told them don't you know that I have to take care of my father's business
到底以父的事是什么事情
What is his father's business
那在马可福音第一章就讲到但是耶稣在这个加百农的地方赶鬼治病
And Jesus was casting out demons in Capernaum.
那一天工作很晚，第二天早上在旷野祷告。
And he worked very late, and the following morning he was praying in the wilderness.
那门徒就去找他。
And the disciples went to look for him.
他说在加百农那里还有另外一帮人在等你去赶鬼出去病啊。
He said, "There's all these people who are still waiting for you at the same place."
耶稣说我不去了，我不回去了，我要到别的乡下去传道。
He said, "I'm not going back. I have to go to other places."
他说因为我出来这里原是为此。耶稣来到世界上原是为了传道。
Because I came for this reason. He came to preach.
耶稣当然你说赶鬼治病不是很好吗？
And you say, hey, it's good, you know, to cast out demons and to heal the sick.
对人有帮助吗
？It help people.
但是耶稣说最重要的，耶稣神叫我来的是要传道，不是要赶鬼治病。
But he say the most important thing is to preach and not just to cast out demons or heal.
我们每个人有很重要的工作要去做。
Each of us have important work to do.
对人类有帮助，对社会有贡献。
And a service to your country, your community.
但是有没有听到神说我要你去 传道传福音。
But have you heard that God has called you to preach the gospel?
保罗也是一样。
Paul is the same.
他在大马士路上看碰到耶稣。
He met Jesus on the way to Damascus.
耶稣向他显现说：“我要派你出去，做外邦的使徒，去传福音。”
And Jesus appeared to him and said, "You shall be my witness to the Gentiles."
你要在君王面前为我做见证。
And you shall be witness before kings.
保罗后来说：“我没有违背从天而来的意象。”
And Jesus said, "I have obeyed that vision."
所以在这里讲的都是说神的呼召，人的回应。
And this talks about God's calling and man's response.
就是根据这一个过程，天国都建立起来。
And following this process, the kingdom of God is built up.
但是不是每一次神呼召，人都有适当的回应的。
But man does not necessarily respond to God's constant calling.
人有时候对神的呼召没有做正面的回应。
Sometimes we do not respond directly to His calling.
反而来说是做负面的回应。
In fact, we respond in a negative way.
最后我要讲到约拿。
Lastly, I want to talk about Jonah.
约拿是一个先知。
Jonah was a prophet.
神在那里就对在约拿书第一章说神的话语临到约拿说
and in chapter 1 it says that the word of God come unto Jonah
耶和华对约拿说我要在一个尼尼微人 神的人他们的罪恶歌、很大他们的罪恶都听到来到我的面前
he said the sin of the Ninevites it come into my ear
你要去跟他们发预言
And you have to go prophesy to them.
那约拿是一个先知。
Jonah was a prophet.
在去尼尼微以前，他已经做为神做了不小工作。
And he has done a lot of work for God before he went to Nineveh.
在历代记下里面也有记载。
In the book Chronicles, it was also mentioned.
那就在旧约先知里面有两类的先知。
There are two kinds of prophets in the Old Testament.
有真先知，也有假先知。
There's the real prophet and the false prophet.
真先知人都尊敬的。
And real prophets are respected.
虽然人家可能不喜欢听的话，因为但是还是尊敬他。
Even though they don't like to hear his words, but they respect him.
因为这是话，他讲了以后一定成就的。
Because what he prophesies will come to pass.
因为神支持他的讲的话，因为这是神吩咐他讲的，所以神一定要这个话应验的。
Because God has spoken through them, so it will come to pass.
有另外一种叫假先知。
The other kind is false prophets.
假先知讲的话就有时应验，有时不应验。
The false prophets, what they say, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
什么叫假先知呢？
So what kind,
假先知就是他来说，他神叫我跟你说这个那个，但是神没有告诉他这个事情啊。
He said, false prophet will tell you that God told me to tell you these, but God had not told him to do that.
所以假先知在旧约里面是很大的惩罚的，是要用石头打死的。
So false prophets in the Old Testament are to be stoned to death.
那约拿那个时候是他是真先知。
Jonah was a real prophet.
所以神就到对这个约拿说，他说我要你到尼尼微城去。给我发预言。
So God told Jonah, say, go to Nineveh and prophesy.
约拿不去。
Jonah didn't want to go.
他逃避耶和华到他士去。
He went to Tarsus instead.
那尼尼微城是在犹太的就是在东北。
In Nineveh is northeast of Judah.
他是在西南。
Tarsus is southwest.
所以他说神啊，你要我去东北，我就偏偏往西南去。
So Jonah said, "You want me to go northeast? I think I'll go southwest."
为什么
？Why?
因为约拿不喜欢神的作为要做的事情。
Because Jonah did not like what God was about to do.
因为约拿他自己有自己一个盼望。
Because Jonah had this hope.
犹大跟这个阿述国，这个尼尼微是阿述国的首刀，跟阿述国是敌人呢、啊，一直在打仗的。
So Judah and Assyrians were enemies.
那这个阿述国是很强大兵力的，常常都欺负这个以色列。
And Assyrian is a great country and always you know bullied Judah.
所以这个约拿就很想。要是这个阿述国被灭亡是最好的，这个敌人嘛，最好的敌人是衰落是最好，是他的意愿。
So Jonah hoped that you know they will get into trouble and they will weaken.
Now 所以当神对约拿讲这个话，他说你向他发预言，约拿这个先知是很明白神心意的先知。
And Jonah understand that when God asked him to go to Nineveh and prophesy, he knew what God was going to do.
他知道要是尼尼微人的神受到警戒以后，他只要是悔改的话，神可能不消灭他们的。
Because if the people of Nineveh heard the words and repent, God might not punish them.
但是叫这样的话呢，约拿就最好的就是 他没有听到的话，他一直犯罪下去，神就消灭他，他是这是我约拿的心愿。
But if they had not heard the words and they continued to sin and God might destroy them, that would be what Jonah wanted.
所以约拿不听神的呼召，这第一次不听神呼召，因为神跟约拿有、他的意愿冲突啊。
Because Jonah didn't want to God to do what he was about to do, Jonah disobeyed God.
那弟兄姊妹，要是神向你讲话，你不听神的话，为什么？
Brother and sister, if God speaks to you and you don't listen or you do not obey, why?
因为你心里面的意愿跟神的心意是不一样。
Because your wish is different from what God wants.
原来就逃避去了。
And Jonah escaped.
走不掉的。
But you can't run.
So Jonah
went overboard and the fish, you know, swallowed him up.
Now, Jonah in the big stomach, he couldn't do it. He had to go to God.
So Jonah was in the stomach of the fish and.For 3 days, and there was nothing he could do, so he had to return to God.
那要是你在大鱼的腹里面，你怎么办？要人救你怎么办
？If you were in the stomach of the fish, what are you going to do?
你要很多朋友啊，你要你的朋友救你啊。
You want your friends to save you?
你说我有一个 cell phone.
You say I have a cell phone.
我要打电话给人家叫人救我。
I will call them; they can save.
可以吗
？You think that?
你告诉朋友说我在大鱼里面，他说大鱼，
hey, I'm in
你大鱼在哪？在什么地方啊
？I'm in the fish stomach. Where's the fish?
他都不知道啊，他到处跑的。
He said, "I don't know. It's all over the place."
所以这个情况就是大约拿很聪明。
And Jonah smart.
他知道唯一可以救他的人就是神。
He said, "The only one who can save is God."
神知道他在哪里吗
？God knows where he is.
他就祷告。
So he prayed.
他说：“那要是你，我知道我错了。要是你救我，我就听话。”
He said, "God, you save me, and I will do what you want me to do."
啊，我们也是这样子的。
We often do the same.
当我们到一个这个。绝望绝路的时候，没路走的时候，我们到神面前说：“那、神啊，救救我。”
And when we lose hope, when there is no more hope, then we go to God and say, "Hey, God, save me."
神都把约拿从叫大鱼把神约拿吐出来，也还是到尼尼微城去。
So God saved him, and he got out of the stomach of fish, and he went to Nineveh.
那约拿他在尼尼微做先知，他就警告人了，他说：“你们听着，你们的罪到神的面前，带到神的面前，40天以后，神要消灭你们。”
So the way that he went was that he went to Nineveh and said that God said this, in 40 days, God will destroy this city. It's a great miracle happened.
这个神迹是，我看圣经里面是肯定是一个最大的神迹，可能比人死人复活还要重要的。
I think this is a great miracle, even more so than the resurrection.
整个城的人，100多万人
the whole city, more than 1 million people.
从皇帝到最低上的人，从芦荟里面痛悔。
From the king down to the lowest peasant, they repent in ashes.
为什么我说这个是神迹呢
？Why do I say it is a miracle?
要是今天你到三藩市去
，Today if you go to San Francisco,
你说你们这些人啊，那个神死啊，大罪啊，你们同性乱的，你们要悔改啊，不然神要消灭你们呢
？And you preach to the city and say God will destroy you. You're full of sin and you're all those words.
你想那些人从市长到最后一个是吧，从芦荟里面痛悔，你想会这样吗
？You think the mayor and all those down, they're going to repent?
阿述国不是基督教的国家。
Assyria was certainly not a Christian country.
他们这样悔改，真是很奇妙的。
For them to repent like that is miracle.
很大的神迹。
It is a great.
耶稣也是讲啊，耶稣也是讲，叫你要叫我显个神迹给你看。所以约拿跟里面的神迹没有神迹可以显你看，耶稣也讲了很大的神迹。
And Jesus said, "You want a miracle? Just the miracle of Nineveh and Jonah. There's no greater miracle than that."
但是这事情发生有很好的事吗？
But this is a good thing, right?
约拿很气。
But Jonah was angry.
他对神说, 啊, 我死了算了, 你这样, 要我死了算了,
See, I'd rather die.
为什么?
Why?
我也明白, 约拿, 要是我是约拿, 我可能也这样发脾气啊。
And I understand Jonah. I think if I were in his place, I might have the same feeling.
为什么?
Why?
因为约拿说我是真先知啊。
Because Jonah said, I'm a real prophet.
你叫我去。
You want me to go?
我知道你是会有丰盛的慈爱，不信，有丰盛的慈爱的，所以我不去。
I know you're full of mercy and you're compassion, and I don't want you.
所以我就逃避去了，你又不给我逃避。
And that's why I ran away, but you stopped me also.
那现在我对人做了个预言，后来这预言不应验。
Now I prophesy and now what I prophesy is not happening.
我的颜面何存？
So I have where's my face?
我怎么样回去, 犹大的地方见到的人?
How can I return to Judah to face all my people?
我回去的时候他们又说打我了, 他说假先知啊, 怎么办?
And they might stone me and say that I'm a false prophet.
死了算了, 死了算了,
I'd rather die.
啊, 但是神说你这样犯路有理吗?
So he went outside the city and set up a booth.
这用意是什么?
Why did
他说我在等四十天，在等着看你四十天以后神会不会毁灭你们。
He said, I'm going to wait 40 days and see what God is going to do.
我们的神是一个很幽默的神啊。
And God is full of humor.
所以那个时候呢，他那个这个尼尼微的地方是很热的，是半沙漠地带。
Nineveh is a very arid place, so it was very hot.
在下午的时候，热头晒的时候，可能华氏表 100、105度、120度，不知道，很热的。
It's probably over 100 degrees in the afternoon.
那但是神那个时候的为了预备了一棵披麻树，在树荫底下，就很凉快。
And God prepared this tree, this gold that you know that cover him, and he was in the shadows.
那这里圣经说啊，约拿在这个树荫底下，他说大大的快乐，大大的欢喜。
And Jonah was very happy.
这是树荫底下，什么都没有，这树荫底下就大大的欢喜。
And just being under the shade, the shadow of the vine, he was very happy.
啊，神的预备一个虫在咬着这个树啊。
But then God prepared a worm to bite the tree.
第二天就没有了，这树荫没有了，又晒得他头昏了。
And the second day, the vine was gone, the shade was gone, and he was under the sun.
这样子他又说了，他又约拿说，哎呀，神啊，我死了，算了，死了，算了。
And again, Jonah said, I'd rather die, you know, kill me now.
神说，对约拿说，
And God said to Jonah,
这里你看，
Look at this.
这棵树也不是你种，也不是你这么灌溉的， 但是你还爱惜这棵树。
You did not plant this, you did not water this, but yet you love this tree.
但是这个城里面有十二万人左右是不分的。
But in this city, there are 120,000 that can't tell between the right hand and the left.
左右手不分就是五岁以下的儿童就是这左右手不分。
And children under 5 are those that can't tell between the right hand and left.
五岁以下的儿童在一个城市里面大概是10%, 10%。
And usually about 10% of a city is children under 5.
有12万人左右手不分，总共人数是120万。
So 120,000 children under 5, so that's about 1.2 million people in the city.
要是城市100多万的人也有胜书。
So that's it, but that's also some.
神说我很爱物他，因为他是我的创造。
And God said, I love them because they are my creation.
但是对约拿来讲，
But to Jonah,
你感觉是没有什么。
He didn't feel much for them.
你倒爱是那个树荫啊，那个树荫啊。
But he loved more the shade of the tree.
你感觉那个树荫很好，可以给你大大的欢喜。
He felt the shade was good and brought joy to him.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
到底你的树荫是什么？
What is your shade?
对我们来讲，我们的要求不多。
We don't ask for much.
可能一个 旅游啦，一个 cruise 啦
，maybe a cruise, maybe a vacation，
可能买个房子了
，maybe buy a house，
可能买个一部车子了
，a nice car，
你感觉很重要很重要
，and you feel that is so important，
很重要对你来讲
，to you that is very important，
但是120万人在外面
，but
他的生死
，but 1.2 million out there and their life and death，
你说不重要
，you say that's not important，
不重要
，not important。
那弟兄姐妹，
Brother and sister,
这是算教年会，
This is a mission conference.
我们每个人都有我们自己的属灵，属灵感觉很重要，很重要的。
Each of us have this shape that we feel is very important.
你要保护，要尽量要保持保护这个属灵。
You want to protect it. You want to keep it up.
但是那一百二十万人对你来讲不等于什么。
But that 1.2 million which are out there to you is nothing.
神不是这样子的。
But God is not like that.
神要建造这个天国。
God is building His kingdom.
你跟我是有份的，建造的。
You and me are partakers.
神今天在呼召。
God is calling today.
你怎么样回应？
What is your response?
约拿书在这里完了，好像没有写完的书啊。
The book of Jonah ends here, but it doesn't seem to have ended.
这里没有讲约拿怎么在怎么讲啊。
It doesn't tell you what happened later after that.
没有讲约拿怎么跟神讲啊。
Didn't tell you how Jonah responded to God.
约拿书今天是要你把它写完。
And Jonah, the book of Jonah is to be completed by you today.
你怎么回应？
How are you responding?
当神说，
When God said,
这里有120万的人，
There's 1.2 million here.
他们是面临灭亡，
And they face destruction.
你爱是不爱是？
Do you love them?
你有没有尽你的本分去把福音传给他？
Have you taken up the responsibility to preach to them?
我让你自己回应神。
I'll let you respond to God.
你还是向神求说，把这个书音还给我吧。
Or are you praying to God? Give me the shade.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
你为我祷告。
Father, we...see ourselves as so important. The things that we hold on to, the things that we care about. But so often, those are not the things that you care about. Open our eyes and open our heart so that we can respond to you today. And we can love the things that you love and care for the things that you care for. Just thank you for...today this message and help us to be the partakers of building your kingdom and to bring glory to your name on this earth. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.